we've had a lot of good jobs reports in a row, some way better than expected, some in line. Kristen Myers joins us now from The Balance for our weekly chat. And Kristen, I think we're at the point now, I believe, where we've made up all the jobs by the numbers that were lost during the pandemic. Am I correct with that?
You are absolutely correct. I know that the pandemic obviously was really difficult and really hard for everyone. Some people lost their lives. So many people lost their jobs. But one, I guess, silver lining that we have now that we're about almost 3 years into this is that at least when it comes to the labor market, it has been incredibly resilient. And we have actually recovered all of the jobs that we lost, which was actually 20 million jobs,
wow,
just for, you know, reference for everyone. We recovered it in only 29 months, so 2.5 years for those that don't want to do the math, which is the fastest recovery that we've actually seen from any recession, because we did go into a slight recession when the pandemic started.
Yeah, and I mean, and that was through a continuing pandemic. Now, some people would say, well, yes, but we lost those jobs faster than anything other. This was a simple trampoline bounce back up. I guess there is something to that. We did lose most of those jobs, what, in 2 months?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would even say almost less than that.
Yeah.
It was all practically immediate, you know. So right about at the two-month mark, you know, unemployment absolutely skyrocketed to essentially 14.5%. And just for reference, prior to the pandemic, our unemployment levels were 3.5%. So we're, you know, we got back to that point in July. Now, of course, the August numbers, the unemployment has ticked up a little bit, to 3.7%. We got those figures out on Friday, but we still are hovering, you know, close to those pre-pandemic lows. So essentially unemployment was very low. And as you're pointing out, it very immediately skyrocketed for unemployment.
How does this compare to the Great Recession of 2008? I think that's fresh on people's minds in terms of job recovery.
Oh, well, it took 4 years to
wow,
recover those jobs from the Great Recession. And then also even financially, it took about a decade for finances to recover, right? So it wasn't just the labor market. It was people's money that they had to recover, their savings, their homes that they lost even. And we have not, thankfully, we did not have that kind of financial damage at scale across the board.
And I think that for a lot of people, as we look at inflation right now, the jobs report has kind of been that saving grace that, well, things have obviously been tighter on our pocketbooks and not everything is so rosy. The vast majority of us has jobs. And as of right now, there are still two jobs open for every job seeker out there. And I think that is buttressed. Oh, I try to do a word I don't really know that well. Buttressed? I don't know. It has lifted up our expectations and our feelings of how things are in the economic world a bit.
So I'm going to connect the dots, you know, a little bit by what you're saying about why the job market is so important. Okay, so the U.S. economy is 70% made up of consumer spending, right? So the strength of our economy essentially really relies on you and me and everyone listening going out and spending our money on, you know, food and clothes and going out and traveling, all of those things. Now, in order to do that, in order for all of us to go out and spend money, we need to have money coming in consistently and reliably, which means we need to have a job. And so right now what we have is the Federal Reserve pointing to the job market and saying, hey, people are employed. People are getting paychecks. People have money coming in, which means that people are going to continue to go out and spend their money, which is going to keep the economy strong. So every time we hear that the job market is doing well, you can usually take that as a sign that the U.S. economy is doing pretty well. And even though things are really expensive right now, it means that with us all employed and, you know, staying employed, that we'll continue to be able to spend. And that's the reason why the Federal Reserve lately has been saying, okay, you know what, we're going to hike those interest rates even more, which of course brings its own economic pains. It does, of course, increase the likelihood of a recession, and it makes things more expensive if you want to go buy a house or a car, if you have credit card debt. But again, the thing that we have to see here is that the U.S. economy is going strong, and part of the reason why is because the labor market is going so strong.
I've been having a few questions asked and getting into some Twitter arguments with people, which is always great to do, a good productive use of your time, about the unemployment number ticking up a little bit, and that has some people concerned. And I was trying to explain why it might be not the worst thing. And from my reading of the analysis, the raw number of jobs continues to go up. Where a lot of that unemployment rate came from was people who had previously been on the sidelines, not looking for a job, not wanting a job, now entering the workforce. And it's sort of that lag of them saying, I want a job, but they haven't found one yet. And many economists say that's a good thing. The more people participating or actively seeking to participate is going to help the tight labor market eventually.
Right. So you're not wrong. The labor force participation rate did tick upwards slightly in August. And that's, again, essentially how the U.S. government considers someone actively a part of the job market. So it's kind of all how they're doing this survey. If you're someone that doesn't have a job, but you say, I don't actually want a job, I'm not looking at all, you're considered as having exited the labor market, right? So they're not really counting you. But if you are actively in the labor market, you're someone who's looking for a job or you want to work, or rather you say you've been looking for a job within the last 6 weeks, but you don't have one, then you are considered someone who is unemployed. And so it's all about how we see these things being counted. But as you mentioned, we did see that labor force participation rate ticking upward. And so what we're hearing and what we're seeing is that more people are saying, okay, I want to come back to work now. Maybe things got squared away at home. We saw, particularly through the last 2 years, women essentially had to be pushed to the sidelines because they were taking care of children. They were taking care of parents who were sick or other relatives and family members. And so the pandemic was really, really hard on a lot of women in the workforce. And so it's a great thing that we are seeing more people re-entering the workforce. And as you mentioned, there is still way more jobs than we have workers. We still have over 11 million job openings right now, according to the latest JOLTS data. And that's more than two jobs per person. So chances are, if you want a job, you will be able to find one. Now, will it be in your industry? That, of course, remains right to be seen. Some industries are being impacted differently, but there is a job out there if you want one.
What industries have not yet reached pre-pandemic levels or may never will again? What has done worse than other industries?
Well, retail has been really, really hard hit. And when I say retail, I should say the stores. Because on the flip side, retail in terms of online, working at a warehouse, working as a delivery driver, for example, to bring some of those goods from the warehouse or from the store to you, those jobs are absolutely skyrocketing. And in fact, they're performing better than they were prior to, because so many people decided to do online shopping. But we are still seeing lagging when it comes to things like going to conferences, for example. We just haven't seen that kind of recovery as yet with some of these in-person activities. And as you're pointing out, they might not really ever recover.
Right.
This was really the big question throughout the pandemic. How many things changed in the pandemic that were going to stay changed, and how many things were going to kind of bounce back? And I think when it comes to our shopping and how we shop, those things might have changed permanently.
Krista Myers from TheBalance.com. We appreciate your time, okay?
Of course. Thanks for having me.